Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Strangers in the Land Exclusion, Belonging. And the epic story of the Chinese in America by Michael Luo is a sweeping narrative of how Chinese immigrants and their descendants helped build the United States while being repeatedly told they did not belong. Drawing on widely documented episodes in American history, the book traces the rise of Chinese communities from the Gold Rush and Railroad era through waves of violence, legal discrimination, and organized campaigns to restrict immigration. And everyday prejudice shaped both national identity and the meaning of citizenship. At the same time, the book highlights persistence and adaptation families forming businesses, building institutions, and asserting rights in the face of exclusion. The result is both an accessible history and a lens on contemporary debates about immigration, race, and who gets to be seen as fully American. I will give you key takeaways from this book firstly. From opportunity to scapegoating in the 19th century, a major thread of the book is how Chinese migration to the United States grew alongside the country's rapid economic expansion, then became a target during moments of social anxiety. Chinese workers arrived during the Gold Rush era and later became crucial to industries that demanded grueling labor, including mining, agriculture, and railroad construction. As their presence became more visible, hostility intensified, often fueled by labor competition, racial pseudoscience, and political opportunism. The narrative emphasizes that anti-Chinese sentiment was not a side issue but a mainstream force that shaped local governance, policing, and public life in the American West. The book explores how stereotypes about unassimilability and moral threat were manufactured and repeated until they seemed like common sense to many voters. It also shows how community formation occurred under pressure, with Chinese residents building mutual aid structures and commercial networks while navigating language barriers and legal constraints. This period sets up the book's larger argument: exclusion was not accidental. It was constructed through rhetoric, violence, and institutions that taught Americans to see certain newcomers as perpetual outsiders. Secondly, violence, intimidation, and the making of racial boundaries. Another key topic is the role of collective violence and intimidation in enforcing racial hierarchies. Beyond discriminatory laws, Chinese communities faced expulsions, riots, and mob attacks that aimed to remove them from towns and workplaces. The book situates these episodes as part of a broader American pattern in which racial boundaries were maintained by both informal terror and selective law enforcement. In many cases, perpetrators faced little accountability, signaling that Chinese lives and property were not equally protected. Luo's framing connects violence to politics, agitation by local leaders, and sensationalist messaging could quickly transform economic grievances into racial campaigns, mobilizing majorities against a vulnerable minority. Yet the story is not only one of victimization, it also emphasizes survival strategies, including moving to safer enclaves, relying on clan and district associations, and using the limited legal tools available. By tracking how intimidation shaped where Chinese people could live, work, and travel, the book clarifies how belonging was constrained by fear as much as by statutes. The legacy of these campaigns echoes in later debates about who counts as American and whose presence is treated as a problem to be solved. Thirdly, the Chinese Exclusion Act and the rise of the deportation regime. Central to the book is the Chinese Exclusion Act and the larger system it spawned. Rather than treating exclusion as a single law, Luo highlights it as the foundation of a modern enforcement apparatus. Paperwork requirements, identity verification, detention, and deportation procedures that later expanded to other groups. The book explains how exclusion redefined immigration as a national security and policing matter, turning borders and ports into sites of suspicion and creating the assumption that certain immigrants must constantly prove their right to be present. It also explores how exclusion reshaped family life, limiting the entry of women and making stable family formation difficult for many Chinese men already in the country. This produced long separations and complex strategies to maintain ties across the Pacific. The narrative also underscores the human cost of bureaucratic power interrogations, inconsistent judgments, and the constant threat of removal. By tracing how a racialized policy became a template for future restrictions, the book helps readers see exclusion as a turning point in American governance. The systems built to keep Chinese people out did not disappear. They evolved and broadened, leaving a lasting imprint on the nation's approach to migration and citizenship. Fourthly, law, citizenship, and the fight to claim rights. The book also focuses on legal struggles as a battleground for belonging. Chinese immigrants and Chinese Americans challenged discriminatory practices through courts and advocacy, pressing questions about equal protection, birthright citizenship, and the limits of state and federal power. This topic highlights that rights in the United States were not simply granted from above, they were contested and defined through repeated confrontations with institutions. Luo shows how legal status could be both a shield and a trap. The law offered avenues to resist unjust treatment, yet the same system often treated Chinese people as presumptively fraudulent, or foreign, regardless of their deep roots. The narrative connects courtroom fights to community organizing, including fundraising for legal defense and the creation of networks to share information about shifting rules. It also traces how citizenship and national identity were debated through the lens of Chinese presence, revealing the contradictions of a country that celebrated liberty while restricting it by race. The reader comes away with a clearer sense of how legal precedents and civic participation were shaped by Chinese-American experiences, and how those battles influence broader understandings of due process, equality, and who can claim the protections of the Constitution. Lastly, belonging, memory, and the modern meaning of being American, a final topic is how the long history of exclusion continues to shape American identity and contemporary debates. The book examines how narratives about Chinese people as perpetual foreigners persisted, even as communities became multi-generational and deeply embedded in American life. It highlights the emotional and cultural dimensions of belonging, the pressure to prove loyalty, the pain of being treated as suspect, and the resilience required to build a home in a society that can be welcoming and rejecting at once. Lua's approach links past to present by showing how ideas first popularized in the exclusion era can reappear in new forms, especially during geopolitical tensions or public health scares. The story also emphasizes memory and recognition, asking what it means for a nation to acknowledge harms that were once legal and widely supported. By centering Chinese-American experiences, the book offers a framework for understanding the broader Asian-American story, while also illustrating how race and immigration have been intertwined in the making of the United States. This topic leaves readers with a richer vocabulary for discussing identity, solidarity, and the work required to build an inclusive civic culture. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a deeply researched, story-driven account of American immigration history, as well as anyone trying to understand how racism, law, and politics shaped the nation's definition of belonging. Students, educators, and general nonfiction readers will benefit, but so will people engaged in current debates about citizenship, border enforcement, and anti-Asian bias. The practical value is clarity by showing how exclusion was built through policies, courts, and public campaigns. The book helps readers recognize patterns that still influence how communities are treated today. It can also deepen empathy by connecting national decisions to family life, work, and personal dignity. Compared with many books that treat Chinese exclusion as a single episode, Luo's strength is the epic scope and the integrated focus on both exclusion and persistence. The narrative links foundational events to enduring institutions, explaining not only what happened, but why it mattered for the country as a whole. If you were deciding what to buy, this one stands out for turning a specialized subject into an expansive American story, making it a compelling choice alongside broader histories of immigration and civil rights. If you would like to support Michael Luo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.